first went through Russia, Russia, Russia.
Just black and white.
We then went through the Mueller report.
This is the truth.
And they should have come back one day later. They didn't. They came back 2 years later, after lives were ruined, after people went bankrupt, after people lost all their money.
This is Danny Land.
It was all bullshit.
All right.
I'm ready to go here.
How are you?
Friends, my name is Danny Chekalinski. I am your host of Danny Land. Mission statement is simple. 90% of the world is stupid. You're part of the 10%. We come to you from the dungeon. It's the basement of my home here in Willoughby, which is 20 miles east of downtown Cleveland, Ohio. I have absolutely had it with the media. I'm fired up today. Fired up. Fear. Panic. Chaos. I'm upset. Where are the sports? Nobody's going to movies. They're shutting down bars now. People are buying record amounts of toilet papers. I'm sorry, I didn't get a memo. Is there some sort of a shit war that's going to break out here, people? Absolute pandemonium. Nobody's going anywhere. Families are actually forced to look at one another and converse with one another. They have to look at one another. They have to converse with one another. Or families are even forced to, oh no, play a board game together. Hey, do you know it's serious when Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson get it, huh? No, not Forrest Gump. Not Mr. Rogers. I actually thought about not doing a podcast. I'm serious. I got it. If you don't know about me, I've been on disability for like about 8 years. I got anxiety issues, many. So I basically have been living this lifestyle for the past 8 years. I know what it's all about. I'm like, well, you people don't like it, do you? But here's the thing, okay? I put on my big boy pants. I got behind the microphone. I watch the news, and I decipher it so you don't have to, because I'll tell you what, it's really painful to watch. It is. It's depressing. One of the better things I discovered on the internet was this clip from an American trucker. Listen to this here.
Guess who's not affected by coronavirus? Guess who's not shut down? While schools are shut down, libraries are shut down, March Madness is canceled, the NBA is canceled, NASCAR canceled, the PGA canceled, medical conference is canceled. Guess who's bringing you all the toilet paper that some of you seem to so desperately need that you're fucking hoarding it 7,000 rolls at a time with the 500 gallons of hand sanitizer? The American trucker. We don't get the shelter in a safe space. We don't get to work from home. So while you're playing Sudoku, sipping your coffee, playing on your laptop, eating your Cheetos, and sanitizing your hands, while you apparently wipe your ass every minute of the hour, remember to thank the American trucker, who once again, during every disaster, every natural disaster, every epidemic, pandemic, has always been there for you. The American trucker made sure that shit you have got there.
So true. A little levity to the situation, huh? Look, let's be honest here, friends. This has affected our minds, not only our bodies. I think the damage that, we may not go back to living the way that we did before. Meaning, we will continue to live our life in fear. Will people go back to the same crowded situations? I don't know. So, like I said, for the past 9 years, because of my anxiety disorder, I kind of had to live this way. It's not a fun way to live. You pretty much take yourself out of society. And then you become like your own, you become a hermit's hermit. You become recluse of your own reclusivity, if you will. It's strange. Do we recover? I don't know. We'll find out. We're in this together. We do have a 24-hour comment line here on Danny Land. 24-hour comment line. It's 561-318-3702. 561-318-3702. Now, we have a Dr. Patel. I'm telling you, every type of freak in the world is coming out. They're just coming out of the woodwork. Calling the comment line, and there's what he has said about you have to do for the coronavirus.
Hello, Danny, this is Dr. Patel. I'm calling about the coronavirus. I did let you know there are two things that are definitive, that if you do those things, that they will make it okay. So You have to tell this to your people. They will listen to our show, and then they will not get the virus. This is just, we learned this today.
We'll learn it today.
It's very important. First thing you have to do to not get the virus is you have to eat it. If you estimate it, you will not get the virus. Second thing, very important.
What?
The second thing that you have to do, if you do this, will not get Shane Mac open it. Because every time you share it out the baby, there's all this time you be.
All right, so that's what we get out of the comment line. So now you know. So you wonder, when I'm trying to put together a podcast, and I'm looking at things like that, this is some of the stuff I go through. people are going crazy. All right, this will at least add some levity to the situation. We don't have to talk about that freaking virus anymore, and I'm trying not to swear. I swear too much. It's embarrassing. Do you know who Andrew Gillum is? If you don't, I'll explain, okay? He almost became Florida's governor back in 2018. He came up 34,000 votes short. He's a Democrat. And here's what he said when he conceded the election back in 2018, all right? Guy's smooth. Trust me, smooth politician.
I want to encourage you to stick to the fight. I want you to know that every step of this way, even though I won't have the blessing of serving as the next governor of the state of Florida, I still plan to be on the front lines right alongside every single one of you.
Yes, sir.
When it comes to standing up for what it is that we believe in.
And evidently, based on what happened over the weekend, what Mr. Gillum believes in is doing crystal meth in a Miami hotel room with a gay hooker. Oh, yeah. This story has it all. Muscles, gay sex, crystal meth, politics, nipple rings. Right out of the paper. Andrew Gillum was caught in a room with more than just drugs. That's right. Let's go to the print. The man who overdosed on crystal meth in a Florida hotel room with Gillum, a Democrat who made an unsuccessful bid for Florida governor, was an openly gay male escort with a profile on the website rentmen.com. Travis Dyson also identified himself as a porn star performer who offered services including gay massage. He went by the name of Brody Scott. On his Rent Men profile. Hi, the name is Brody. Brody Scott. I like it hairy, not shaven. Now it goes on here. It says, according to the his page, it says, I like kissing and foreplay. Lots of kissing and foreplay. I enjoy my nipple rings lightly played with. Mutual touch and intimacy go a long way. Well, of course. Well, this character did not immediately respond to a request for a comment. Now, Gillum's been married to his wife since 2009. Together, the couple have three kids. The former Tallahassee mayor found vomiting and intoxicated with Dyson, according to the police report. He wasn't arrested. He was unable to communicate with officers. Now, Gillum did say that he had too much to drink, all right? He said, I didn't take any drugs whatsoever. The drugs were right there. And what they said in this police report is because they were on the floor and they weren't on a particular person, they couldn't assume they would be able to prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. Now, look, here's the thing. Buddy, Mr. Gillum, you got away with something. You dodged a big bullet. You've been given a chance, all right? Listen to me. Listen to me speak to you here, okay? You need to fix yourself for you, or if you don't do it for yourself, do it for your family, all right? You know, if it's just you, you can fuck up all you want. It's fine. You're only hurting yourself. But now we're talking about a wife, and you got three kids in this adventure, okay? It's not normal, all right? You can say that you did nothing wrong. Keep telling me people that, right? But it's not normal, all right? To be in a hotel room with a gay hooker having a heart attack and doing meth. That doesn't happen. You just don't fall into these situations. These are bad situations with bad people. Now, look, I'm going to be honest with you, okay? When I was in West Palm, I was doing bad things, all right, with bad people. And it put me in bad situations. Give you an example, okay? I would throw a lot of after-hours parties at my house, all right? Yeah, what the heck, you know? Come on over. Let's do it. I was hanging with that crowd that had nothing to do, you know?
up all night, sleep all day, that type of crowd. Well, there's a woman I didn't know that was at my house, and she went code blue. And everybody just picks her up, and they throw her in my... I remember this, because I remember... When I first looked at the house, I was sold on the master bathroom, because the master bathroom was real big, and this big bathtub, like, God, I'm going to get this. So I'm staring at my master bathroom. I'm at that same moment when I first looked, but now I'm watching them put somebody I don't know into the bathtub. They're pouring ice on this person, you know, just... Oh, and by the way, this person had a tattoo of the word rebel at the base of her spine, her tailbone, tramp stamp, yeah. Not to say that she, you know, she deserved to go code blue, but this is the type of element I'm hanging around with, all right? So she coughs. She gets back her consciousness. She comes back from the brink of death. Everybody high fives and they jump back into the pool. So what did I learn from that, huh? Nothing. 2 months later, I'm in a 6-day coma because of a heart block, because I did what? Bad things with bad people in bad situations. All right. Hopefully that added a little bit of levity to your week. It's going to be a slow week. I don't know what's going on. All right. With this virus thing, it changes constantly. I got to sneak in some doctor's appointments. I got to figure out how to get my groceries. I don't know if the food's good. Everything's changed. All right. We're all in this together, but I do need a favor, okay? Yeah, tell one person about the podcast. I don't really care who it is, right? And you can do it any way you want. Link it on the Facebook page, do Twitter, tweet it to them. Like I said, LinkedIn, whatever you can do. Just share the podcast, and we'll talk again on Friday.
Shut up and sit down.
Have just experienced the truth.
Those asinine morons who canceled us were themselves fired for incompetence.
Make sure to tune it again to Danny Land.
I'm charming and clever, and I can unhook a bra with my toes.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny. He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.